Hello again, friends. This is Brother Billy coming back to you. And I'm so thankful to be able to sit here before you today and to teach the Word of God. And you know, last week I got kind of excited. I got to talking about living free from sin and reading the Word of God to where it teaches that a man must live or a woman must live free from sin to go to heaven. And I thought today that I want to continue that. I got started and I couldn't find no place to stop and I run out of time. And I'd like to continue. Last week I talked about the 6th chapter of Romans and the 8th chapter of Romans and the 6th chapter of Hebrews, the 10th chapter of Hebrews, quoted some out of the 9th chapter and different areas. And I read the whole 6th chapter of Romans and let me see, several verses down to about the 11th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans. Now, I want to go back and, you know, I skipped the 7th chapter, and that's one of the favorite scriptures of these folks that like to say we sin and we can't help it. And I want to talk to you about that today, if God will help me. And I want you to listen to me. Oh, you know what? This, to me, this is the most important thing that you've ever even so much as thought about discussing. This is the most important thing that you ever even considered in your life. Serving God, having that hope of eternal life. And all today, listen, when I started these programs, and I tell you every day, you know, that I want you to listen to me. If what I tell you doesn't come from the Word of God, don't you pay no attention to me. But if I read it to you out of the Word of God, don't you let anybody tell you that it's any different. All friends, listen today. If you got any questions, if you'll come to me or call me, I'll make arrangements to come and talk to you to where that we can get down into the Word of God to where that we can all understand it. Now, I want you to go with me, if you've got the Bibles, your Bible, to the 7th chapter of Romans and listen to what he said. I'm going to just read it all so nobody won't accuse me of leaving nothing out. Know ye not, brethren, for I speak to them that know the law, how that the law hath dominion over a man as long as he liveth. For the woman which hath a husband is bound by the law to her husband so long as he liveth. But if the husband be dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband liveth, she be married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband be dead, she is free from that law, so that she is no adulteress, though she be married to another man. Now, friends, listen. Paul here is using that comparison about the marriage. He talked in the 6th chapter of Romans about us being dead to sin, and we're married to Christ now. Listen to what he said. Wherefore, my brethren, ye also are become dead to the law. How? By the body of Christ, that ye should be married to another, even to him who is raised from the dead, that we should bring forth fruit unto God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sin which were by the law did work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death. Now, you know, Jesus said in one place, he said, you'll know them by the fruit. He said, a tree is known by its fruit. He said, a good tree cannot bear corrupt fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bear good fruit. James said in one place, said, can a fountain send forth both sweet and bitter water at the same place? Said, these things ought not to be. Why, brethren, we ought to know today that to say that a man can just commit sin and go to heaven is a heresy. Why, it's a false doctrine today. Listen, if we want to go to heaven, we'll have to live for heaven. We'll have to walk in a way that our fruit is the fruit of holiness, that our fruit is the fruit that would cause people to know that we're living like Christ. Let me go on in this, because I can get started and I might not get through all of it. I want to read it to you today. Now listen, but now we are delivered from the law, that being dead, wherein we were held, that we should serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin but by the law. For I had not known lust except the law had said, Thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Now listen. I want y'all to just listen real close to me now. Everybody teaches that you must be born again. Well, if we must be born again, we must have died. Is that true? Now just think about it. And I want you to listen to what Paul is talking about here. When Paul and all of us were young, sin had no hold on us. We didn't understand what sin was. We might have done things that we shouldn't do, but it was in innocence, and there was no law there in our members to tell us that it was sin. But when we became the age of accountability, that sin revived, and we died. We died. Sin, he said, that sin said, for I was alive without the law was, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. We all died to sin. If we'd have died back before that age of accountability, we'd have had a free trip into heaven because we were innocent children. But all when that age of accountability came, we died. Sin caused us to die, and we had to be born again. Now, I want you to keep that in mind and listen to what Paul is saying. People try to use this scripture to say that, oh, everybody sins. You can't help it. Even Paul couldn't help it. But Paul is giving you an example, just like he gave the example about marriage. He's giving you this example, and listen to what he said. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. See, he's talking about when he's dead in sin. He was carnal. That law of God is spiritual, and when we're born again, we're born of the Spirit. Now listen, for that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that I do. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For the will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Now listen. You remember when you became that age of accountability and how much you wanted to do right? I remember my mama had taught me right, and I wanted to do right. And I would try, but no matter how hard I'd try, I just could not keep from doing the things that were wrong. And I remember laying on my bed at night and begging God, saying, Lord, oh, if you'll just let me live. Don't let me die, Lord. If you'll just let me live, I'll do better. I won't do that no more. But when the darkness was gone and the daylight come, that old sin was still there in me. And that I didn't want to do, I'd do it. You know, a drunkard, a man that drinks, every time he gets drunk and he sobers up and he's got that hangover, he swears off drinking. But just as soon as that sickness is gone, he's right back in his drinking. And that's the way we all were. Friends, all of us, we try our best to do good. But when we try, we'd find that law there that when we do good, evil was present. And we just couldn't. But now listen, Paul's going to tell you, he ain't giving you no license to sin here. Listen to what he said. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now let's don't stop. I should have done this different and went through 6th, 7th, and 8th chapters of Romans right in a row, but you can listen to this. And if you listened last week, you can understand it. Now let's go right on and not stop to the 8th chapter. Listen, there is therefore, why? For this reason back here, through Christ Jesus, that's how. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, friends, don't let anybody tell you that you can commit sin. Don't let anybody tell you that you've got to sin a little bit, more or less, every day, that you can't help it. All you can. You can. The Spirit of God that dwells in you, it'll lead you and guide you and teach you all things. Now, I want to go over into 1 John, and I want to start reading in the second chapter about the 28th verse and read on down through a good bit of the third chapter. Now, listen. And now, little children, abide in Him. You know, what does it mean to abide in something? The word to abide means to continue in. And what was Jesus? How, if we abide in Him, we'll continue in Him. And He was a man that did no sin, neither was guile found in His mouth. Abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him in His coming. What would make us ashamed? If He swung out on a cloud today, what would make you ashamed? Sin would. What else? Nothing but sin would make you ashamed. If you had no sin in your life, why, you wouldn't be ashamed to look at Him. You'd be so excited that He was coming back. You'd be throwing your hands up and hollering glory to God and praise His holy name. But if sin's in your life, it'll make you ashamed. Now listen, if you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of Him. Now let's continue on into the third chapter. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Do you know, everybody that's listening to me, and that ever will nearly listen to this tape, would say, I'm a child of God. I've been born again. I'm a child of God. Well, if we are, listen to what He said. Now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. When He shall appear, we shall be like Him. How is He without sin? How did He say He was coming back the second time? Over the 9th chapter of Hebrews, the second time, without sin unto salvation. Now listen, and every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. Oh, if you've got this hope in you, Children, you'll continually try to do better and better and better. Let's go on. Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Now listen, whosoever abideth, and that's what we started out with, what he said, and now little children abide in him. Now listen, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Now let me go back over to where I started. Now listen to that 28th verse of the second chapter again. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. And I want to say again that the only thing that will make you ashamed is sin. Listen, whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. Oh, thank God. Don't let nobody deceive you. Don't, that's bad, but what's worse is people are deceiving their own selves. But listen, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. And you know, I've actually heard people try to explain this away. And you know what they say? They say, well, that's talking about Jesus. He's the only one that was born of God. Before they read that, though, they would all profess to be born of God. Every one of us say we've been born again. And if we're born of God, if we've been born again, what have we been born of? We've been born of the Spirit of God. We've been born of God. And that seed remains in him, and he cannot sin. Now listen, in this, the children of God are manifest. And the children of the devil. You know what manifest means? Means to be brought to light. This is how you can tell who is who. This is how you can tell who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Now listen. In this, the children of God are manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. All friends today. I know that this doctrine, so many people in the world today, they go out to church on Sunday morning, and the first thing that man stands up there and does, he says, let us pray, and he bows his head, and somewhere in that prayer, he'll say, Lord, forgive us of our many sins. Why, if he's got sin in his life, how can he teach you to live free from sin? If he's got sin in his life, he's not fit to stand up there. He needs to go to the altar. Jesus is coming back after a people that are like him. He's coming back after people that have been born again of the Spirit of God. And all today, don't let any man deceive you. Don't let anybody tell you that you can commit sin and go to heaven. The Word of God teaches us that your tree is known by its fruit. And the Word of God teaches us that sin will not enter that place called heaven. When we stand before that great judgment bar of God, and he looks down at us, and there's sin in our lives, we'll be put over on the left. And he'll tell us those words, depart from me into everlasting fire. And oh, how awful that would be. With all my heart today, I want to hear him say, well done. With all my heart, I want to hear him say, welcome home, child. Welcome home. And oh, if he says welcome home and well done, do you know it'll be because that I've done well? There's so many people today that are professing to be children of God. And most of them are just professing to be children of God. Well, they don't even try. They just go to church and sign a pledge card, and they don't even try to live for God. You know, if we don't do our best, if we don't try to do our best, I don't believe we'll make it. I really don't. The God give us His very best when He sent His only begotten Son. You know, I never did really like President Carter all that much as a president, but one thing he said in his book that he wrote made so much sense. You know what that was? He said that when he was a young man, he went in, I don't know for what reason, before Admiral Rickover, and said, as he stood there, said the Admiral asked him, said, how did you do at Annapolis, son? And I reckon Jimmy thought he'd done pretty good, kind of stuck his chest out and said, I finished in the top 20% of my class, sir. And I guess that was really pretty good, but said the Admiral just sat there a minute, he looked up at him and said, did you do your best? And Jimmy Carter said he stood there looking at the old man for a while, a minute or two, or I might not even know. You know, some in a position situation like that, time seems like it goes on for eternity. But said he stood there and said, finally looked at him and he said, no, sir, I didn't do my best. And said the old man looked up at him and said, why not? Why not? And oh, if God looked at you and He said, did you do your best? And you said, no. And He looked back at you and He said, why not? Why not? Could you imagine the kind of a feeling that would be? Why not? You know, I heard a minister preached one time, preached at the church where I pastored, and he kind of laid his hands up on the bookcase there and the pulpit, and he said, if you was God and you were doing the judging and you stood before yourself, now think about this, you stood before yourself and you were doing the judging, could you smile at yourself and say, well done, thou good and faithful servant? And he just stood there kind of looking around over the crowd for a few seconds or maybe a minute. And he said, if you couldn't say well done to yourself, how in the world do you expect God to say well done to you? And you know, that's pretty strong, and that's really something to think about. Now, the last few programs, we've talked about sin, we've talked about 17 works of the flesh, and several different things about how we need to live. And I like to talk about happy things, but you know, there's people out there that need this and need to know how to walk and how to live. I want you folks to know that the ones of you that have helped on the program, I appreciate it. All from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate it, because this is a work of faith and of love that we're trying to do here. And we're not begging you for your money, but I just want you to know the ones that have helped, we really appreciate it. And I promised you that we would have tapes of these programs available to everybody that wanted them. And I'm in the process now to buying the tape duplicator, and they're very expensive. I just haven't had the money, but I'm about to the point to where I can buy it, and I will. I've had a lot of requests for the tapes, and I'll try my best to get them out to you just as soon as I can. Next week on the next program, God willing, I'm going to talk to you some more about things that children of God shouldn't do. And if you want to read it ahead of time, if nothing happens, I'm going to talk about the first chapter of Romans, and the last 4 or 5 verses of that chapter is what our subject's going to be. Till next time, this is Brother Billy saying, may the God of all peace keep your heart and soul through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.